Joyce Kaba, and then my company name is Joyce Kaba Productions LLC.
Hey, it's Kellen, and today on Diversified Game, I'm going to give an introduction. I'm going to tell you that this woman had emailed giving a 1 minute free promotion away, and she's right here in South Florida. She's, you know, young lady getting her business together, and I just love the way of the email and what she was doing. And then I looked at her website, and she was playing with the drone. She was working the drone, and then you got me from there. So I had to connect and invite her to be on Diversified Game. I have Joyce Kaba in Joyce Kaba Productions. If you haven't heard about it, you will hear about it. You're hearing about it now, and I want you to share this game so more people can hear about it. And that, you know, we always talk about, oh, women business, minority, blah, blah, blah. But if you guys don't promote it, guess what? The businesses sometimes struggle because you the people aren't promoting it. So Joyce, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm so honored to be on the show. I love your energy. I'm doing great.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And like I said, I just love the whole, so many times you get hit with email, 100 emails, you know, a day, a week, people just selling you something, but the way that you did it, you're also a PR person, a marketer, and everything, because you hit every point. And then the site. Did you build the site yourself? I have to ask.
I did. I have to flex on that. That was all me.
Okay. So she also could build clean sites for you. You guys, I mean, she's multi-talented. Give us the game, Joyce. Like, how did you start this? You're multi-talented. I didn't even tap into she does real estate yet. But give us the game on how you started. And, you know, I'm just excited to hear the story.
So I started in 2020. It was like a side hustle, and I started making videos on my iPhone. And then someone hired me for their wedding, knowing I only had an iPhone. And I was like, you want me to film your wedding on my iPhone? And she's like, yeah, you do great work. And I was like, all right. So that made me buy a camera because I wasn't going to show up to this wedding with an iPhone. So it pushed me to buy a camera. And then one wedding turned into two, which turned into three. And then I was like, oh, snap, like this could be a business. And I quit my job in January of 2022. So this was already 2 years doing it on the side. I quit my job. I was living in Central Florida, and I decided to move back home to Miami because this is where I was born and raised. My parents live here. So now living back in with my parents. But it's been good because it's allowing me to grow my business without the stress of like, I need to pay rent. I need to make this much money in order to survive. And I say that because I don't want to run my business financially greedy. I want to run it with love. And I feel like that's the best way to grow it, is having fun and growing it organically. And just being able, like not having that full-time job anymore, I'm able to put in 100% to my business. But yeah, that's what's happening right now.
And somebody's listening, or maybe for the few of you, the minority of you watching, saying, wait, how did she get that spirit? That's what happens when you have your kids in the church, y'all, and they are active in the church. That it's not just greed is good, like Gordon Gekko on Wall Street. Now, you are, you know, educated. You have an MBA. You've done a lot. Were you also an athlete? Because I saw that, you know, you were the assistant director. Were you also an athlete? And if so, what sport?
I was an athlete. I was a collegiate athlete, and I did cross country and track for over 8 years. As soon as like I retired, well, when you graduate, you're no longer a part of that team. So as soon as I graduated, I started dabbling into CrossFit, and now I don't run anymore, but now I lift a lot of weights. So yeah.
Okay. So still somehow trying to stay active, because if not, if you don't use it, you lose it. Now with creating this business in the pandemic, I mean, what was the challenges like of getting hired? When you say wedding, I moved here in 2020, but there were weddings going on. That's what a lot of people are going to say. There were weddings? What?
Oh my gosh. I had the most weddings in 2020, like comparing to 2021 and 2022. I had 13 weddings in 2020. And yes, it was all COVID, so there was restriction. It was like limited people, everyone had a mask, but everybody needed a wedding video so they can show their family members that didn't come. So it like helped my business. It was crazy, but I was always worried. 2020, I was working.
Wow. Well, I'm happy you guys are hearing this. We moved from Seattle. I know my West Coast folks are like, I can't believe it. Only in Florida would, weddings still be going on like that. And, those of us who have watched a lot of Judge TV shows, Judge Mathis, shout out to you. We see weddings are some of the most sensitive things for a photographer, videographer to do because you're catching somebody at a moment that cannot be repeated. Do you get the bridezilla clients, or what type of systems do you have in place to make sure that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing and that their stress doesn't, come on to you?
That's a good question. I haven't had a bridezilla moment.
Thank God.
How do I say this? Brides definitely they get stressed. Some, not all. They definitely get stressed, but I don't feel like I'm in the middle of it because I'm a videographer. So I'm just filming the event. Nothing really has to do with me. Like I'm like the fly in the wall, you know? So I don't get affected as much as like the wedding coordinator will, or maybe another vendor, the DJ or another vendor at the wedding. I'm just a fly in the wall. I'm filming. If you're gonna be stressed, then it's going on camera. Not really, but yeah, I don't know if that explanation helped.
Well, I mean, it's your truth, and there are times where people can say, "Well, you haven't had enough. Just wait," right? The old school folks. But sometimes your job, like you said, is if it's just filming and it's to not stop rolling, you got to do what you got to do. Now, are you doing it solo or do you have a team?
Most of the time I have a team, but a photographer. So, I have a couple of friends who are photographers, which is great for the business because you always want to sell like a package or photo and video package. And it's good because those are the people I know that I will work best with. So video on the video side, on just videography, yes, I work alone. I film all day, nonstop rolling, like you said, and then I go home and edit. But in the future, I would like an assistant because I think two angles is going to be awesome. But we're building and we'll get there when we get there. But yeah, so yes and no to your question.
And I want to let people know, Joyce doesn't have what a standard rate, but she has a nice form you can fill out because people will ask comments, email me. I y'all know say you have to ask Joyce, so don't ask me. But I love that you don't have a standard because as a consultant, people ask all the time what's your price, and what they really want to know is, how expensive are you? You're probably out of my budget. They're already talking themselves down. So not having a price and letting them fill out the form to see what type of problem you're going to tackle is, again, it's a great thing. We all have our systems. Now, from your last name, Caba, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, ah, she's an Afro-Latina, but I don't know. I want, though, you to shine, the culture that you come from, because we do not have enough women from the, whether you're an Afro-Latina, Latina, heck, you could be Chinese. We don't have enough women highlighted all the time. So, let the flag rock from your origin. What are you? Who are you? Where do your people come from?
I was born in Miami, Florida, but both my parents, so my people come from the Dominican Republic, and I am a proud Dominican. I think I've been there every year before the pandemic because then it just got complicated after that, but I need to go back soon.
Now, being that we're just a hop, skip, and a jump from the Caribbean, do you see yourself expanding your business over there as well?
No, I love America. And I'm also like, I'm the most white Latina girl you'll ever meet because I love country music. but I can also listen to Latina music. Like, it's like, I just love best of both worlds. But Miami is good too, because Miami, almost everyone here speaks Spanish. So I can still like practice my Spanish and still speak and offer Spanish services. But yeah, I like it here in the States.
Okay, and there's nothing wrong with that. Here I talk a lot about geo-arbitrage in the way of taking your money here in America, and you know, it can go two times, some places 10x, so you can have a lot more with your US dollar. So that's why I asked that. And I'm gonna rebuke what she said about country music. Country music is some of the blackest music out there. You know, ask, well, you'll know Ray Charles, but there's so many black country stars. And you know, when you talk about country music, it goes into other languages too. So, you know, for all we know, you might be listening it to in five different languages, including Korean. But
That's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're just unique, but you're unique because, you know, you finished like with a master's on time. Some might even say early. I mean, they didn't hold you up on your dissertation or, you know, anything, thesis, nothing. But, you know, this young lady graduated in 2015 and she is already done. Some of y'all are still working on your associates. Yes, I'm shaming a little. Maybe you need to call her up and other guests that I've had like this recently on to get more game. Hire them as consultants. How did you do it? Well, I want to know, while you were doing your undergrad and your graduate studies, were you focused at all on dating?
No.
Hello, you guys. Hello. It's like I knew the answer, but I have to use my powers for good and not evil. That's how she did it. So, and you have zero kids, correct?
Correct. That's crazy that you asked me that, because once I graduated from college, I looked back and I was like, oh snap, like I've never dated anyone. And I thought that it was a bad thing, because I'm like, because I always thought like, oh, by now I'll meet someone. And then I look back and I'm like, oh, I haven't met anyone. But then like, I look back and I'm like, it was a good thing. It was a really good thing that I just stayed focused, but I didn't do it on purpose. Like I didn't purposely say I'm not going to date anyone. I was just like so focused on, it was kind of like when you're reading a book like this, and then you look up and you're like, oh snap, where did the time go? That's how it was. If that made any sense.
It made all the sense. And I mention it especially for my listeners who, I just released an interview with Haley Schultz, and she is the youngest Black woman to ever graduate law school at 19. And wow. No dating. You know, wasn't now dating, but wasn't focused on dating while trying to do all of that. So there's just a pattern. The people who are focused on trying to be a hot girl, an Instagram girl, and you wonder why, you know, your life is the way it is. Here's a blueprint, folks. I'm just giving the game the way I see it. Now, this is still a young business that you're doing, but you're having success and the best is yet to come. What is a community give back that you are doing or that you would like to do in the future?
Can you ask that question again in a different way? Because I don't understand.
Okay, no worries. What is something that you're doing? Maybe it's a charitable act or giving that you're doing or that you would like to do in the future. I'm thinking like a summer camp with Joyce Productions, you know, but yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to answer this correctly, but I volunteer at my local church and I'm on their film team. So I film every Sunday and then help edit videos for them. That's one way that I give back. And then right now, my giving back project is to reach out to the local businesses in my area and offer a free video. I hope that answers your question.
Joyce, you're doing more than answering them. You're doing a great job, so don't worry about that. Now, tell the people, you know, how you even contact businesses. I know I'm part of the Miami-Dade Chamber, and what a great chamber it is. I'm also a board member of the South Florida Black Chamber and a member of the West Palm. So my email is out there for, you know, various organizations, but how do you find people? This is a tip for you guys to write down who struggle with soliciting business. She's going to give you some game that you can run with.
So you answered that question. I found you on the Chamber of Commerce. But I don't just email everyone. I make sure like that the people I'm emailing even have a social media page, because why would you want a video if you're not on social media? I mean, maybe for your website, but I do look into you before emailing you, and to make sure your business needs one. But yeah, I would email when you go, this is a tip for everyone listening. When you go to your local Chamber of Commerce, like I would email at least 5 to 10 businesses a day, and just hope for the best.
And when you do that, and I love how you said that, because easily somebody could go on Fiverr, have someone do all that, but you took your time to do that. Are you also part of any organizations outside of your church? Are you part of the Miami-Dade Chamber or any other chambers? Have you gotten, you know, to that part in the business?
No, I haven't. This year was the first time that I've heard of chambers, because I had asked someone like, how can I find local businesses? Because there's tons, and all of you guys are hidden. Like if it's not in visual sight. Oh yes. I'm also a part of, since I mentioned that I do wedding videography, I'm also a part of Wedding Wire and The Knot as a vendor. And that helps me get leads. It helps me get, people asking about my services. But yeah.
Okay. And you just heard about chambers. I say Miami-Dade is an active chamber that will talk about you. I know you will, you'll thrive, because I just see, you know, I see with the work, and it's like people magnets, you know, we know, okay, you'll get along. And the Miami Chamber is a very active chamber. Every week we're communicating via Zoom and there's events. So I highly would recommend that for you. Now, have you tapped in at all to the government RFPs, requests for proposals, contracts for the government?
Okay. You need to slow down and tell me that so I can write that down. So my answer
I'll send you videos. You're going to get videos. I'm going to send you videos. I'm glad you got your pen and your paper, but they're government contracting. The government buys everything. So this is the portion of the show I'm led to give some game and see, you know, if you've looked into what the government has for you. Because when the government hires you, it might be, I'll give you an example. My PTAC, one of my old PTAC advisors and I sat down and she said, let me see locally how much the government has given. We go online, we see that the government gave a company $40,000 to create a Twitter profile, not to make one tweet, to create a profile. So that's the type of money the government has. I've worked on projects where they're, you know, just a day. And you're like, oh, that was a good payday. So I'm just curious, have you tapped in at all to the government side?
No, but I would love to learn more.
I will send you more information. Now, yeah, have you like back when you're doing your MBA? But this is, you know, the PhD in business. Tell people starting your business, what type of support did you have? Or, you know, did you have any support? Because, you know, from the cell phone, someone hired me and I only had a cell phone and I got a camera, like getting those funds together and, you know, any software, like, you know, any help from, yeah.
This is a crazy story. So when I started, I was still getting my master's degree. So I wasn't working where I had any funds at all, but the school that I worked that I was going to made a mistake on my financial aid and gave me more than I needed. They gave me more loans, not just free money. They gave me more loans than I needed. And so then they couldn't send it back to the government. So I have to keep it. And so then I just withdrew it. And that's what I bought my camera with, which I paid it back already, but I used my school financial aid to buy that camera, and I bought that camera on Facebook Marketplace. So it was used. And so it was cheap. I bought it at $600. It's my first camera, 'cause now I upgraded. I bought it at 600, and then the software programs were only 30 a month, so I could afford that with the part-time job that I had. But yeah,
somebody's head exploded when you, I told you that's all they do with their student loan money. They're just, you know, they just blew up. And then by the time you got to the, oh, I paid it back, then, you know, but I can hear the hater sometimes. That's a beautiful, you know, story, you know, and just that you started in the pandemic while you're in school. Again, folks, can y'all stay single? Stop looking for a high value man until you get your stuff right. Tell the people the best way to get in contact with you. And if, you know, whether they're in Florida, I have a feeling you would fly you and your team around the world if the price is right. But, you know, what type, and I also want you to tell people what type of work you're looking for, because weddings might be only where you started. I know there's other things that you want to do. So give the game on that.
Yes. If you need me to fly, I am your girl. I have no kids, no responsibility. So right now is the perfect time. I do weddings. I am passionate about weddings. Those are my favorite, but I also do real estate on the side. I work for a real estate photography company as a contractor. So they, whenever they need a photo, like they send me out. So I have a drone so I can do aerial photography as well, aerial videography. And then I also like filming sports. So weddings, real estate, and sports.
I love it. I love it. And she can do a handstand. She can probably outlift a lot of y'all, you know, not scared to race you. You know, Joyce, you can do a lot of things. And I know that so many great things are coming your way. I'm not going to ask you about your book because you're still writing it. but don't shy away from that and the movie. You guys know, I tell you every time, the best conversations usually happen off air. But as a sports agent, I'm going to ask Joyce some personal questions because I got to get some more game what she's doing in sports. You guys make sure to check out the links in the description. Her website and everything will be there. Share the game. It will bless somebody.
Are you tired of the violence, tired of the injustice, police brutality, rampant discrimination, lack of gun control in this failed bias socioeconomic experiment called America? Or maybe you need a break from the relentless grind and want to regain control of your destiny, your wealth, your health, and your purpose. DiversifiedGame.com has the right course for you. Prepare for my first trip to Africa. Looking to reconnect with your roots, start a new business, or just a fresh start. Africa, aka the motherland, is waiting. Don't let the Chinese and the Mzungus have the fun and also take over the motherland. From Cairo to Mombasa, from Dakar to Cape Town, Africa has something for everyone, from business opportunities to the most amazing people, safety, leisure, and landscapes. The opportunities abound. It is time for the diaspora to reconnect with their roots. Time to reconnect with the birthplace of humanity. Africa is the last frontier. Get your head in the game and reclaim your legacy. The writing is on the wall. Babylon is falling. Give up the stress, grind, and violence inflicted on our people on this continent and prepare for a journey of restoration and joy by connecting with the land of your ancestors. Check out our new course and kick off your adventure at diversifiedgame.com.